You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm Gareth Williams and I'm here at the Standard Calling backstage with 10 Tons, which is the stage name of Ethan Barnett. Hello, good morning.
Hello. How's it going?
Yeah, not bad. How are you today?
Very good, thanks. Very good.
So you've travelled up to the festival from London this morning. You're originally sort of local. I mean, have you been to Standard Calling before?
I actually haven't. Every year, only for the past few years, my mates have started going, but I've been busy every year, so... I was chuffed to be playing it this year because I finally get to come and enjoy it. But
so is the plan then to actually check out some of the sort of bands that are on today and everything? 100%. Anyone in particular?
Well, my brother's headlining tonight, so we're going to have... Well, I'm going to go see that. I'm going to stay all night and then we're going to have a little party afterwards, I think. It's going to be a celebration, I think.
Excellent. That sounds like a...
yeah.
Why not? So, yeah. So a bit about you then. You've been releasing music for a little while now. So many different things, say so many different influences and everything. I mean, I've seen Beatles, Elvis Costello, but I mean, you were obviously a lover of music. I mean, started writing music when you were seven?
Seven?
Well, that's... One of the websites says that. Is that a complete lie?
Yeah, that is not true. I think I was 17 then. It was about when I was about 14. I wish I wrote songs when I was seven. I started playing drums when I was about nine, but yeah, not seven.
So why the move from drums to frontman?
I started playing drums and it just gets really boring because I didn't have a band, so it's like you can only play... I just didn't have the patience, really. Whereas when you play guitar, you can learn two chords and it kind of sounds like any song you want it to. I just found it a lot more creative to play guitar. There's a lot more different things to do on it, sort of thing.
I saw somewhere, and this could be completely wrong as well. The joy of researching someone on the internet, obviously. Read somewhere that originally you got incredibly nervous going on stage, but now you absolutely love it. There was a good quote that I'd prefer you not to say because we can't play it on the radio, but I mean, it was a proper rock and roll quote. I mean,
I definitely, like, I always used to love it, but I don't think I wasn't good at showing that I was enjoying myself, and I think I was very much in the moment all the time, like, what have I got to do now? I didn't really make much eye contact, but I think just the more you do it, the more you get used to that. So I always really enjoyed it, and afterwards I was like, oh, that was really great. And I just used to look at photos and be like, it looks like I'm having the worst time possible. So I'm very aware now to kind of make sure that I look like I'm enjoying it, because I am having it, but
I mean, moody rock works sometimes, but
it just felt a bit weird because I'm not a moody guy, but then I used to look at pictures and be like, I look like I'm having the worst time ever. So yeah, just the more you do it is where you get more comfortable every time.
You're doing a few festivals this year. You've already done Isle of Wight. How was that?
Yeah, great. That's another one that I've wanted to play for ages and ages. I was looking at old footage about The Who and Jimi Hendrix and stuff like that, play it before we played. I know that's a different league, but just it's cool to kind of have that history at a festival, I think. It was really good. I was on during one of the England games, so luckily I was only on during the first half, so then we could watch the second half, and there was enough people there to watch me as well. They didn't all scurry off to the screen, so it's
right. Must have been a bit of a relief. You didn't think, oh, can I get my set move then? Are you a football fan?
Yeah, I'm a massive football fan. I was kind of gutted. It was when we played Panama and beat them 6-1. We scored 5 of the goals in the first half, which was when I was playing. So we were like, I just kept getting from the crowd. It was like, another goal. And I was like, amazing. And then I went and watched the second half, and there was only one goal, so it wasn't as goal heavy in the second half. But luckily, there was still a crowd there.
Good to hear. I'm sure you'll get a crowd today. And Reading and Leeds coming up as well, I think.
Yeah, for the third year running as well, which is bonkers, because that's the first festival I went to when I was 15. I went there, so it holds a special place in my heart because I just love going back. I'm glad that they have me back as well. So
good. So it's been a while since you've released any new music. February, I think the last thing was. Yeah. What are the plans for what comes next?
There's a single coming out this week. Yeah, because I had the same thing the other day. I was like, we haven't released music in so long, and we're always going to release a single around this kind of time, but it only hit me the other day that it was since February. It feels like it's gone really quickly, but it's been a while. So yeah, another single out next week, or this week even.
Can I ask what that's called?
Yeah, it's called G-I-V-E. It makes more sense when you hear the song why it's called that, but yeah, and then kind of finishing off my album, debut album in September, and then hopefully that'll be out start of next year.
Okay, excellent. We're an Essex-based radio station. I mean, have you got any sort of festivals, plans to tour, or will that come after the album?
After the album, I think. We're playing in Chelmsford next weekend, which is nearby, is it?
Oh, that's the Rise Festival, yeah, indeed.
Yeah. So that should be good. That'd be really good, actually. Yeah, but then touring next year, I think, around the album kind of release.
Excellent. Okay, well, I'll leave you there as you've done a few interviews today. Have a great festival. I hope the set goes well, and I hope you have a good party tonight as well.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
One last question, actually. Yeah. I should ask this. Where can people find you on social media if they want to know more about you?
I am 10 tons, TENTONNES, and you can find me on Instagram, on Spotify, Twitter, whichever you like.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.